This is the hardcore community.
Sort of.
You want to hear the music?
Yo! What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Marked for Life. My name is Davin, and I'll be bringing you hardcore from across the genre and around the world. And I'll only be playing shit from 2019 or after, because hardcore right now is fucking sick.
Oh, yeah.
This is Marked for Life number 16. The last episode came out in March of 2022. I have not done a good job of putting these out. But in that time, I've been checking out new bands. I'm always going to shows, and I have lots and lots and lots of stuff to share with y'all. But before I get into that, let me back it up and explain what Marked for Life is, especially if there's new listeners. Marked for Life is a hardcore radio show done in the tradition and walking in the enormous footsteps of the hardcore radio shows of the 80s and 90s that came out on college radio stations and on community radio stations all across the country. And in the 80s and 90s, hardcore was super regional. It was really hard to find out about, even big bands, forget small bands. But these radio shows would show all these things that we would never otherwise hear and created a more cohesive scene. So now in 2023, we don't have this like isolated regional problem. We have a different kind of problem, which is that the scene is oversaturated. Tons and tons and tons of bands. People have trouble keeping up, or you're just like, you know what? Everyone's talking about it. I don't want to fucking listen. So here on Marked for Life, I am exercising my exquisite taste to bring you the sickest shit from all over the world. And I am also taking your requests. If you want to make a request for a future Marked for Life, you can send a voice note at markedforlifehc on Instagram, or you can email it to markedforlifehc@gmail.com. Say your name, where you're from, what song you want to hear, maybe why. You can shout out your friends, your band, you know, whatever. And I'll play you and your request on the air. And if you're listening for the first time, what is up? And I appreciate the support and your interest in hearing new and upcoming hardcore. That's fucking sick. I'm going to talk to you a little longer than I usually would because we have a lot to catch up on. But the way the show usually works is I do a little intro. I talk about what's on my mind in hardcore at the moment. We get maybe some fun guests pop on and tell us a little something about something. And we kick it off and it's just blocks of music and I'll tell you about the bands. If you're a longtime listener, which I appreciate the shit out of, and I've been at shows recently and people come up to me and ask when a new episode's coming out, I have so much fun doing this and I'm super glad that you listen. But the reason for the long break, and again, some of you know this, I used to come at you out of the great city of Philadelphia. And then during the pandemic, feeling restless like all of us and doing that thing where I was like, what is it that I want out of life? But I realized what I really wanted to do was go to grad school. So I applied to some schools in New York. I got in and I moved to Queens. I want to shout out all the people who are doing shows here because I realize it's hard in a city this big to create a community. There's so much happening all the time to book shows and get people to come out over and over. So I have so, so much respect for what people like, you know, Core Clientele Collective, this dude Scanlan. Like, I know for me, you know, I grew up in Maine. Like, if you're growing up anywhere outside of New York and you're into hardcore, you're like, oh my God, New York hardcore. It's like looms large in the hardcore imagination. So definitely it is very cool to be here. And I don't usually talk about myself on the show, but I do have to tell you one of like the craziest experiences that I've had since I've been here. When 7 Seconds and Negative Approach were doing that tour, I think it was like with Circle Jerks or something, and Circle Jerks dropped because of COVID or something. And they were doing these one-off shows and they do a last minute show at this small punk run venue down the street from my house. So I walk over and I'm already excited that I'm getting to see a show like this in such a small space. But when I go in, the place is filled with punk and hardcore people who had clearly been into this shit since the early 80s, since Negative Approach first started playing. And I'm not the biggest 7 Seconds fan, but Negative Approach is going on and I'm following the massive OGs into the venue space. And as we're all moving inside, all you can hear is the shaking of chains because there are so many chains on necks, chains on jackets, chains on boots. And it sounds like fucking Marley's ghost in A Christmas Carol on his way to go haunt Scrooge.
Chained. Tell me why. I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard.
And when we got in, man, they were tearing it the fuck up. It was awesome. And it was one of those experiences where I was like, man, there is nowhere but New York where I could be in a room with this many people who have been here since the inception of this culture, who are still showing up this hard, who are still in the look, in the culture. And for me, that's really fucking cool. Before I move on to what I really want to talk to you about, the reason for the long delay in episodes with Mark for Life was because grad school is like having your brain be hit by a truck all of the time. It is hard, but I'm going to try to get these episodes out at least once a month. I don't know where you're streaming. You can stream it wherever, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. I think you can subscribe. You should do that. And also follow the Instagram Marked for Life HC. And if you like the show, send me a note. I love talking to people about hardcore. Let's be nerds. All right, now I'm going to get into it. So this episode has been on deck since last summer, and I was taking live requests at This Is Hardcore, so you're going to hear some of those. But I also wanted to talk about something that happened during Leeway at This Is Hardcore, which ended up being, I don't know, like profound moment for me. And it wasn't just me, I found out. It was a lot of people. So I want to share it with you. If you're not familiar with Leeway, Leeway is one of the New York hardcore greats, coming from the 80s, still very relevant today, and put out this landmark album called Born to Expire in 1989. Eddie Leeway, the singer of Leeway, has been battling cancer for the last couple of years, as most of you probably know. But despite his health problems, Leeway has continued to play. And Leeway was also the favorite band of one of my very best friends, a dude named Max Moya from Philadelphia. And I met Max right when I moved to Philly, and we were friends for like 15 years. And we were in this band together. And right as we were writing and recording our full length, and we were so excited. If you are in a band, if you've been in a band, you know how it is, especially if you're in a band with friends, all you do is talk about it. Like no one loved what we were doing more than we did. And I remember he told me like, yo, I told Eddie Leeway about us, blah, blah, blah. He was so hype. And then in 2017, Max died very, very suddenly. And it was awful. And it fucked me up for a long time. I'm still fucked up. I carry a Max size hole in my heart, which he would make a gross joke about. But because of Max's passing, Leeway is a band that I really can't listen to. But at This Is Hardcore in 2022, I thought, Leeway is a sick fucking band. Max would want me to watch them. I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to love it for Max. And then Eddie Leeway, down on one knee, said this into the mic.
I'm so lucky and privileged to be here tonight. You have no idea. And without you folks coming back every year to This Is Hardcore and this beautiful thing that Joe does, what would we have? We wouldn't have this love. We wouldn't have this respect. We wouldn't have this community, which is unity. And I'm honored and flattered and humbled to be a part of that. Shit, at least I got something right in my life. Go, go!
And that is as far through Leeway's set as I made it. It was very moving, and I started to tear up. And then I had to blink back the tears. And then I found myself in the bathroom, not just crying, just fucking sobbing, which took me by surprise. But I realized that what had moved me so much was the gratitude, because I know that Max had that same gratitude. The band that we were in, little did we know, was at the end of Max's life. But we had so much fun, and it gave us a reason to hang out all the time. And right before Max died, we finished recording our full length, which he wrote the majority of, and he was so proud. And like, as if we didn't talk about our band enough before, that is all we fucking did after that. We would just call each other and be like, yo, this song is so good. And we played This Is Hardcore. We played that same stage, and Max was so fucking stoked. So watching Leeway made me a kind of happy sad in the way that I'm just so glad that Max had hardcore. And I was also reminded that I'm so glad I have hardcore, and I'm so glad we all do, because, you know, we can have pit beef, we can hate each other, we can disagree and all the other fun stuff. But at the end of the day, that's what it fucking is. We're not going to be here forever. And we're going to make a lot of choices that are going to be fucking stupid. We think they're going to be good. They're not. But this one is the right one. So when I saw people later in the fest, I was like, yo, I cried during Leeway's set. I was really surprised. But even more surprising was that other people were like, I cried during Li Wei's set. I also cried during Li Wei's set. And it turned out that that speech by Eddie in that moment moved so many people in so many different ways. And I think because he kind of stripped all the pretense that we have and reminded us of the thing we need to be grateful for. So thank you so much, Eddie. I know that this is a really heavy and emotional and personal intro, but it was important for me to share with you because for me, it served as this kind of reality check about what's really important. And I think it's this right here. So on that note, here are some words from my boy Max on his time in hardcore.
The best years of my entire life were going to hardcore shows. And I don't go as much anymore. I still go like hang out. I mean, like, this is hardcore, so I'm not saying hi to people, But those were like, that's the last, I guess, the best years of my entire life were from like 1996 to like probably like 2000-ish. And then from there, everything after that was all high-nick touring and doing crazy shit. But, those are the absolute best times of my life. Going to shows, going to TLA, Killtheim, fucking Stahl, I don't know where else, just a zillion. I got to play with Bowl, I got to play with so many bands, it's so much fun. So much fucking fun.
All right, let's kick this shit off. First up is Providence, Rhode Island's Peace Test with the track Slow Brain. This is off their LP Pry, which came out onto Live a Lie Records in February of 2022.
Thank you.
What you just heard was Phoenix, Arizona's Bad Image with the track Energy, which is off their self-titled EP that came out on July 16th of 2022. I have been dying to show you Bad Image. You have no idea. I'm like a Bad Image super fan. Bad Image is on the punker side of hardcore punk, and they look and sound like a band that I imagine would have opened for Suicidal Tendencies when Suicidal Tendencies was just coming out. They are tapping into that original hardcore punk vibe that I just cannot get enough of. It reminds me of being, you know, 14 sitting in my room with my little Suicidal flip cap, listening to the track Institutionalized on repeat. And I wished I could have had a band like this to listen to then, but you have it now. Cannot wait to see what Bad Image does in the future. Before Bad Image was Live It Down from Cleveland, Ohio with the track Kill Chain off their EP Last Judgment, which came out in November of 2021. And I'm told that Live It Down is just finishing up an EP that's going to come out on Philly's Rebirth Records and Triple B. Live It Down's been playing a lot of shows, and I have a feeling they're going to be playing a lot more. So make sure you check them out when they swing by you. That's a band doing right by their city. That's some straight up Clevo hardcore, straight up integrity worship. I fucking love it. And before that, again, was Peace Test for all your power violence needs. I like wanted to play that track twice in a row. That fucking track makes me want to put my head through a wall, like in a good way, but also a bad way. You know what I mean? All right, next up, we have a band you're probably familiar with. This is End It from Baltimore with the track New Wage Slavery, which is off what I think was the best hardcore release of 2022. The EP Unpleasant Living that came out in June on Flatspot Records. But before I play the track, we're going to hear from End It.
Hey, what's up? This is Akil from End It checking in with Davin and Mark for Life. I wrote New Wage Slavery in reaction to the current inflation crisis and all, and the general hoarding of resources and all that going on during the midst of the pandemic and right now. Quiet as it's kept, you know, if a job can pay you $30 an hour, that means they're making at least $70-$75 off of your labor. People should be paid fairly. If I'm going to work, working hard, missing sleep, and have to answer emails, it's a lifestyle, career, this, that, and the third. Everything I do can make or break my everyday. That sounds like a fucking problem. Your labor shouldn't be exploited like that just for you to stay alive. It's never going to be acceptable no matter how much money I make. But you know, there's a life full of choices. I make mine, you make yours. But I hope you choose to take it easy. Have a good one.
Whoa!
What you just heard was Montreal's Béton Armé with the track L'Union fait la force, which is off their forthcoming EP, Second Souffle, which will come out on Primatour Crew Records in France and on Roachleg Records here in New York City. Béton Armé has three US dates coming up, the weekend of March 10th, 11th, and 12th, in New York and Philly and Boston. So if you're in or around any of those cities, make sure you check out Béton Armé. I got to see them back in October and it was super fucking fun. If you're someone who's kind of opening your ears to the world of Oi, you like the chisel, you want to hear more, Béton Armé is a band you're really, really going to like. And you know, there were a lot of jokes when the chisel first came to the US. You probably saw the memes, like the chisel's going to come to the US and everyone's going to become a skinhead. And that was kind of true. And it's kind of funny. But at the same time, if it gets more people into bands like Béton Armé, that's fucking sick. And again, before that was Baltimore's End It with the track New Wage Slavery off my favorite release of 2022, Unpleasant Living. And thanks again to Keel for hopping on and talking to us about the song. Next up is a request. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Morning, Princess. Oh, what's wrong?
Well, Daddy, all the kids at school have the coolest shirts and they say that my shirt is busted.
That's all just a bunch of hooey. Why, look here in the paper. Why, I saw an ad in the paper for a local establishment called Soaked in Ink. They print shirts. Let me call the fella.
Soaked in Ink, how can I help ya?
Less than a week later.
Wow. Thanks, Dad. Now I'm the coolest kid in school. Thanks, Soaked in Ink.
Kids, if you want to look boss, have your shirts printed at Soaked in Ink.
All right, we got a request coming live from This Is Hardcore. All right, what's your request?
Yo, this is Jack from What It Takes, from Roanoke, living in D.C. We're just talking about Lion of Judah, so I have to do a shout-out to a more current band from D.C., Demand. That shit's fucking tight. Listen to it right now.
Hey!
That was Cardiff Wales XL Life with the track Noise. That came out in July of 2021 with what has to be the coolest music video I've ever seen. And, you know, I almost regret playing this song because XL Life's debut full length, The Boogie Down South, just dropped last Friday. And they move in a different direction from this song, and the tracks are really interesting and varied and creative. But of course, they still play this track, and this is such a good song. XL Life kind of gives this vibe like they're probably gonna tour with Turnstile at some point. I'm actually pretty surprised that they're not bigger than they are. I will say that I listened to XL Life a lot when The Boogie Down South came out. It was like 12:40 US time, and I realized, oh my God, the record's out. And I stopped everything I was doing and just sat and listened through once, sent it to my friend Tom, who does Axe to Grind. And I said, bro, you got to listen to this right now. It's such a weird album. And then I sat there and listened to it a second time while Tom listened to it as well. And we were just texting back and forth about it. Before XL Life was Chicago's Karma with the track Jester off their 2020 EP, Most Dangerous Game, that came out on Flatspot Records. Karma is coming through with that like classic metallic hardcore. I mean, I'm an easy audience for this kind of music, but Karma does it so well. And I also love the vocals. I think they are just really unique and they're kind of high and kind of weird, but in a really good way that I think sets them apart. But yeah, it's a sick EP. If you like metallic hardcore, this is going to be right up your alley. So check out Karma if you have not done that yet. Next up, we have a band that I have been wanting to play for you since I started Marked for Life. This is a hardcore punk band on the punker side of things called Axe Rash. They are from Stockholm, Sweden. And this song is called False Pictures. And this is off their EP Contemporary Ass that came out in January of 2022. You know, sometimes I like to dig into the lyrics, and I particularly like what this song is about. So I'm going to read this and hope it doesn't sound like I'm at a slam poetry night. Or maybe I'm going to just lean into that. I'm going to lean into that. All right. I'm not here forever. I don't want this to last. I am now or never. I don't want to hold back, back, back. Fuck your stupid camera. Reality is so much better now than later. It's social control in 2D. Don't hold me back. Take false pictures. Paint false pictures. This song is speaking to the plague of over-documentation that is happening in hardcore. It's like anytime you go to mosh, you go to stage dive, you're just like crushing fucking phones that are being held up. Like, yo, when are you ever gonna watch that footage? Your footage sucks. No one fucking cares. There's something so stifling and so suffocating about the amount of photographers who, of course, we appreciate, but not every fucking person needs to be a photographer. If you're a photographer, you know who you are. The rest of you, get the fuck out of the way. And all you motherfuckers with your phones, oh my God, I think I'm on my first rant in the history of Marked for Life. I never want to say a bad thing about hardcore, but I'm not. I'm saying that hardcore is great and is best in the moment. And it can be ruined by trying to capture something that you cannot capture. So if you want to promote a band, take a little thing. But if you're trying to capture something that can't be captured, you're doing it wrong. Put your phone down and jump in the pit. This is Axe Rash with False Pictures. Okay, we're coming at you again live from This Is Hardcore. We got another request on deck.
Yo, this is Gabe from Stockholm, Sweden. My request is Feels Like Heaven.
Nice.
Please, Father, have mercy.
God has mercy. I don't.
Sooner, but now I know. Sooner. That was the song Torment on the EP Torment by the band Torment. I'm Marcy and I sing for Torment. I also write the lyrics and I write some of the riffs. And you go ahead.
Hi, I'm Eve. I do guitars in Torment.
So this is David. I play drums. I wrote some guitar in the self-titled EP and the new one coming up. I also do backing vocals. And then, unfortunately, missing here today is Hayden, who plays bass, and JK, that plays guitar.
So that track, just like the rest of our stuff, does have a very, like, dark subject matter. Feeling a catharsis knowing someone who has really did you wrong got exactly what they deserved for it. Kind of celebrating the fact that their life is totally getting ruined now. Yeah, it's very dark subject matter, but in a way it has, like, a bittersweet ending. But that doesn't stop in our lyrics. It also comes in our music as well. Just that darkness that matches, you know, both the lyrics and the music, so it all comes together. Like, David, you go ahead and explain the writing process.
Well, for writing, my main influences are Hatebreed, Sheer Terror, Stout, and Sepultura. Metal and hardcore that just has a dark element to it. Torment, I guess my vision of Torment, it's the embodiment of all of our inner hatred and malice for Will existing, honestly.
Couldn't have said it better myself, to be honest, because, I mean, hey, no wonder we're in a band together.
You know, there's nothing that warms my heart quite like hearing a group of people coming to make music based on their mutual hatred of the world. It's very wholesome stuff. For real, though, thank you to Richmond's Torment for hopping on the show and talking to us. And before that was Stockholm, Sweden's Feels Like Heaven with the track Bright Angel Trail. And Feels Like Heaven is 3/5 of the band Blood Sermon and 3/5 of the band's Speedway. Both totally different bands from each other and also very different from Feels Like Heaven. It sounds to me, it's like one of those like Chubby and the Gang supergroup kind of deals where it's just like a group of musicians just keep putting out good stuff and it's all different. So jealous of those people, but great track, great request. Thanks again. And now, my friends, we're on to the final track. We're going to close it out with a track that came off of Terror's full length that came out last summer. The LP is called Pain Into Power. The track is called On the Verge of Violence. I don't need to say anything. You already know. Terror, On the Verge of Violence.
On the verge of violence. On the verge of violence. And they shot some blood.
All right, that's a wrap on Marked for Life number 16. I will be back in a month with 10 more tracks from across the genre and the world, and I'm also taking your requests. Again, if you want to hit the request line, Go to Marked for Life HC on Instagram and send a voice note, or hit me up at markedforlifehc@gmail.com. Also, I'm always down to hear bands. If you're in a band, your friend's in a band, I may not be able to play it because I have really limited space, but I do listen to everything and I do play a lot of what people send me. If you want to support Marked for Life, subscribe and also repost. I think that's kind of the only way that people find out about it, other than when I'm flyering at shows in New York and Philly. I appreciate anyone who shares for real. I do this for fun. I don't make money off of it. I actually lose money because I pay to host it. I should probably set up a donation link at some point. I probably will, as long as I keep my promise and come back in a month. Thank you to everyone who supported the show. But most importantly, make sure if you like a band you heard on here, this is just a flyer for their other shit. Go check it out. Dig into these LPs, EPs, demos. Find a band you like. Buy their records. Buy their shirts. Go to their shows. You know, show up. And if you've made it this far, this episode is going to be different than previous episodes yet again. As you know, I only play hardcore from 2019 and after. The whole purpose of this is to shine a light on new and current hardcore. But out of respect for my friend Max, and out of respect for Eddie Leeway, I'm going to play two tracks. One off of my band with Max, which was called Eaten Alive. We were from Philadelphia, and we put out a full length in 2017 called Masterpiece of Ignorance. And I'm going to play the track Product of Pain because it was Max's favorite. I'm also going to play a track off of Leeway's 1989 seminal record, Born to Expire, and the track is called Mark of the Squealer. So for Big Idiot Moya, my platonic life partner, who I miss dearly, this is a track we wrote called Product of Pain.
Fucking fucking working class! Go to the mall with your middle like a mess! Rinses, rinses, go out your face! Tired of pretending that we're all the same! Product of Pain! Glamorize the struggle and diminish the poor! Your mockery and mimicry disgust me to my bad, you think you have the cause, pushing your agenda when we're the ones who scorn. You don't know suffering if you think pain is all it brings. Product of pain. hostages! You got hooked, son of a bitch! The mark! Oh! The squitter! To stop me in the dealer! And nothing can heal ya! Fuck off the squitter!
We just finished our record. How do you feel?
I feel like $100.
Like literally only 100. You're poor as shit.
I don't care.
Poor as shit.
Poor, ignorant, Philly. What up? 100.